With Montana News, I'm Mary Auld. Despite Montana's unchecked COVID-19 spread, as of today, there's not a single confirmed case of influenza in the state. Jim Murphy is chief of the Montana Health Department's Communicable Disease Bureau.
And that's great news. We are optimistic that maybe some of the control measures that are in place for COVID are going to benefit us for influenza season too. If you think about a lot of the practices we're doing, from hygiene to work at home to mask use, staying home when you're sick, all of these things are things we routinely advise for influenza control.
Flu in the United States usually peaks between mid-November and February. Montana's lack of influenza activity is consistent with what other states are reporting. According to the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, flu activity is unusually low nationwide. No influenza-associated pediatric deaths have yet been reported. In Europe, only one person was diagnosed with flu from late September through mid-November. That's according to a joint monitoring program called Flu News Europe. Despite the encouraging news, health officials caution the public not to get complacent. Montana added 937 lab-confirmed COVID-19 cases today. The state reports 15 more Montanans have died from the virus. Montana's total death count stands at 713. According to Health Department data, more than 2,686 COVID-19 tests were conducted Tuesday, bringing the state's overall total to more than 660,000. During a Wednesday news conference, Governor Steve Bullock said the state is again seeing a delay in results for tests sent out of state. Federal and state wildlife officials are investigating three recent grizzly bear deaths in northwestern Montana, including one animal that a homeowner said had been shot and partially skinned. Grizzly bears are a threatened species, and killing or injuring one of the animals can result in criminal charges. The Missoulian reported that a resident in the Yak found a dead bear in his driveway late last month that was partially skinned. The resident says the legs were taken off up to the belly, and the bear had a bullet hole in it. State game wardens are also investigating the death of two grizzly bears near Big Fork that were found on a road near Montana Highway 83 in early November. Montana remains free of invasive feral swine, but the threat still looms. Montana's Invasive Species Council heard that update today on the risk of the swine entering the state. Rachel Kramer with Yellowstone Public Radio News reports.
Assistant State Veterinarian Tawny Szymanski says the state's coordinated Squeal on Pigs campaign received nearly 10 reports of possible feral swine this year.
Fortunately, none of them have borne out to be true incidences of feral swine here in the state of Montana, but we are able to each time kind of refine the process as far as responding to them.
Feral swine have expanded to 39 states and several Western Canadian provinces, causing billions of dollars in damage each year to crop fields, wildlife habitat, and golf courses. Feral swine can also spread diseases to livestock and people and eat small birds, reptiles, even fawns. Montana outlawed hunting feral swine in 2015 to disincentivize people from introducing them into the state. Montanans are required to report any feral swine sightings to the state's Squeal on Pigs campaign at 406-444-2976. The Montana Department of Livestock then works with Fish, Wildlife, and Parks and the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Wildlife Services to follow up. Rachel Kramer, YPR News.